From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Tiger Woods is looking to win back the respect of his fans. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, the golfing superstar broke his silence today in a news conference in Florida, months after becoming embroiled in a sex scandal.
It was Tiger Woods' first public comment since November 27th, when he crashed his SUV outside his Florida home, and revelations afterward that he'd had a string of affairs despite his marriage.
I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated. What I did is not acceptable, and I am the only person to blame.
Woods said he'd just completed 45 days inpatient therapy, in his words, taking the first steps in the right direction. He said he and his wife, Elin, had started the process of discussing the damage caused by his behavior. Woods' mother and a few dozen supporters were on hand for the statement at the home of the PGA Tour near Jacksonville. As for golf,
I do plan to return to golf one day. I just don't know when that day will be.
Woods said he wouldn't rule out returning by the end of the year. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
With the world focused on the Olympic Games in Vancouver, more criticism is emerging over the safety of the women's alpine course. American skier Lindsey Vonn spoke to NPR, saying that despite efforts to make the course smooth, more work has to be done to make it safer and prime for competition. NPR's Howard Berkus has this report from Whistler, British Columbia.
In an interview airing today on NPR's All Things Considered, Vonn noted that adverse weather has made it difficult to groom and maintain a smooth skiing surface, but she was also critical of the design of the Olympic slope.
You know, it's definitely challenging when you have a long course that's so bumpy, and then at the very end you have a monstrous jump, and I think that's a little bit dangerous.
Course workers shaved down that jump after the women's downhill race Wednesday, in which six skiers crashed. One went to the hospital, and Sweden's Anja Pearson flew 200 feet through the air before crashing.
You know, hopefully in the next couple of days they'll be able to smooth out the course a little bit more and have good conditions again for the Super G and the remaining two events.
Vonn is skiing with a shin injury that is especially painful on a bumpy course. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Whistler.
President Obama is making the pitch to Nevadans today to give Senator Harry Reid another term in office.
Every Nevadan should know the strength and the character of a man that I hope and expect to serve in Washington for many years to come.
The president, in a speech to the Las Vegas Area Chamber of Commerce today, he's trying to help Senate Majority Leader Reid overcome a difficult race for re-election, a general concern for congressional Democrats. After losing a seat to a Republican in Massachusetts this year, leading Democrats are stepping up their campaign to defeat Republicans in congressional elections. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up nearly 10 points at 10,402. From Washington, this is NPR. The top executive at Toyota has agreed to appear before a House panel next week. CEO Akio Toyoda is expected to get tough questions over his company's handling of its recent recalls. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports.
As the Toyota recalls have expanded in recent weeks, CEO Akio Toyoda has largely been out of view, especially to American customers. Toyota's outreach, including online chats, videos, and TV commercials, have all featured the company's U.S. executives. But crisis communications expert John Harman says members of Congress want to hear from the person at the top. Harman says Toyota will face plenty of questions about what his company knew of the problems before the recalls were announced.
These questions are not pleasant to deal with. But they're inevitable. They have to face them. They have to have good answers for them. And then hopefully they can start putting it behind them.
The hearing is scheduled for Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The nation's largest tobacco company is asking the Supreme Court to overturn court rulings that found the industry hid the dangers of smoking. Philip Morris USA, which manufactures more than a dozen brands of cigarettes, said in its filing today that the high court should review findings the industry engaged in racketeering and fraud. The government, meanwhile, is seeking billions of dollars from the tobacco industry and is seeking help from the Supreme Court. The Labor Department is reporting today a 0.2% jump in consumer prices in January. However, takeout food and energy and prices actually dropped for the first time in 28 years. Dow, last check, up 9 points at 10,402. NASDAQ up 2 at 2244. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.